play the guitar a little bit?
I can try.
Oh, you do more than try, young man. You do a wonderful job on the guitar. Give Mike my hand. I'm probably on the emails that I get, probably that watch me, probably 80% of them, believe it or not, are women, and 20% are men. But I got an email from a man that was said simply this. He said, "My world, as I've known it, is really falling apart. Spent 23 years on a job, got laid off. 23 years, in his 40s. Got one son that's a freshman in college, one that's a freshman in high school. Got a big house payment, got two car payments. You know, like everybody else, just been working and thought he had a job for the rest of his life. Went and filed for unemployment, they turned him down for whatever reasons. He's trying to, you know, to file, to see if, what do you call that, when they turn an appeal. And, but he said, I've worked hard all my life, and he said, seemed like the, and he said, I started going to church about a year ago, and then look what's happened. And he said, you got any answers for me? That's pretty tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to be careful how you answer something. Because it's, you know, he's right on the verge of wanting to blame God. And I just simply said, listen, here's what I know. I don't know why things have happened. I don't have a clue. I'm not even going to sit here and try to tell you. I know. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you whether it's a God thing or a Satan thing or bad luck thing or what. I don't know. But here's what I do. I know that every time in my life when things went what I perceived to be wrong, and that was my perception, when I turned it over to God, he always found a way to make it right. Now that's all I know.
Amen.
I feel for you. I realize. Because he also said, I can't sleep. Any of you ever had a time like that when you couldn't sleep? You know, your mind gets to racing with you because you're worried. You know, you're worried. And everybody here understands that. Everybody here has been there. There's nobody here that's had a perfect life. There's always been sleepless nights. And wondering what's going to happen. You know, because the world we live in today is very tough. And I said, here's what I believe. I believe that God takes care of his people. Now I said, I've always had this philosophy in my life. I've never got everything that I wanted. But somehow or another, I've always had everything I needed. Sometimes I didn't need two car payments. Didn't need a boat payment. Didn't need a big house payment. Didn't need this. Didn't need that. You understand what I'm saying? God has a way of sometimes of straightening that out a little bit. Because it's not always about what we can achieve in this life. It's really what we're going to achieve in the next life when you really stop to think about it. Because when I go in that casket, I don't care what I got or what I don't have, everybody in there for me. And the clothes that Monica chooses to put on my back. And really, I ain't there. I mean, I hope you come and cry over me a little bit or say, well, you know, he was a pretty good guy. You know, he couldn't tell a joke for the nickel, but he was a light. You know? But I'm not going to be there. And anything that's happened to me in this world, under my whatever lifetime I've had, that's over. That's over. Thank God that's over.
Amen.
You know? All I'm going to be right for a change. Spiritually, the new body, really old body, the new look, really old look. You might not even recognize me in heaven. I mean, I'll often be skinny, black hair. I'll often not even care about a football or basketball in heaven. I might be careless. All I'm going to care about is the fact that I had enough sense at some time in my life to believe that Jesus loved me.
Amen.
Good Lord. Matter, let's travel a little bit on what I call the only way to get any type of rest is in the will of God.
Amen.
For we know, we have to understand this. And this email that I sent back, I said, you have to know all things work together for good. I'm not asking you to understand why things happen, because you're never going to understand it. I don't know why I have to deal with what I have to deal with, but I accept it and move on because that's what I need to do as a child of God. I'm in God's hands. I'm not in my own hands. All right? I've proven when it's in my hands, I'll mess it up. I've proven that time after time after time after time. But when I'm in God's hands, even if I don't understand it, it's going to be okay. For we know all things work together for good to them that love God. You love God. Hopefully you love God. If you're watching by the internet, it's all good to them that love God, that are dedicated to God, and to them who are called according to His purpose. And that is the whole key to this thing, is His purpose. Not my purpose, not your purpose, His purpose. Sometimes when it's His purpose, things happen that I don't understand. When it comes right down to it, the only way that I can get through this world with any type of peace and harmony is walk by faith, not by sight. Because what I see sometimes can be a misjudgment of what life's all about. Because it's not what I can see, it's what I know through the will of God that gets me through every day. Last night was a very special night for Marcia. Very special night for me. I'm around a bunch of people. There were 500 people there. A lot of people in the medical field, a lot of doctors, nurses that are obviously in the renal field, kidney field. It's a fundraiser. They raised, I don't know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 last night alone to the Kidney Foundation. It's a great event. Several testimonies. And they give, the doctors get up and they honor some of the doctors and they talk about how many people they lose every year to kidney disease. Now I'm taking all this in. Lord, I'm right in that category. And they talk about how they need to do more kidney transplants. Right now I'm not a candidate because of my weight. One day maybe I might be. But the Lord's already told me that I'm going to be okay no matter what.
Amen.
As long as I keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Amen. This is the only thing I know I'm supposed to do. Just to preach God's word, put it out here on the internet, make sure that everybody knows that no matter what happens in your life, if you give it to the Lord, it's going to be okay. I don't want you to have sleepless nights. I want you to understand rest comes in the morning when you give your heart to the Lord. Every night, every day. Before I go to sleep, I have a prayer time. And I just simply, sometimes it's not a very long prayer. Sometimes I'll just say, Lord, bless all those that I love. Heal those that are sick. Father, rest my mind, rest my heart. And let me sleep. In Jesus' name. 30 seconds. All we've got to do, folks, is reach out. Believe me, God is there to listen and to hear us. You understand that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. Encamp means to encircle. You are surrounded by the amazing grace of God if you truly know him. Now, I want him completely around me because Satan plays dirty. Sometimes you come in from behind me. You're coming from the side of me. Catch me what I'm not thinking. But as long as I've got Jesus completely around me, in him, encircled, then fear him. Now, I've taught you this. Fear does not mean that you're scared. Fear means that you honor God.
Amen.
You respect him. To those who honor God and respect him, he delivers them. Now let me tell you, you know when most people need to be delivered? Midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, because you can't rest, can't sleep. You want to go to sleep. You're worried about something. Your mind goes to racing with you. You go to think about this, you go to think about that. You go to think about who's fighting, who's not. Who's speaking? Who's not? You're worried about your job, worried about your finances, worried about your health, worried about your parents, worried about your children. Worried, worried, worried. Worried about yourself. And then, next thing you know, you've gone a whole night. You didn't close your eyes. Because you didn't claim the fact that Jesus was right there with you. I don't care whether you're in a recliner, in the bed, or if you work all night and sleep in the daytime, no matter where you're at, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you honor God, he's encamped around you. Rest in Jesus. Let me tell you something. When you lose a night's sleep, it's horrible. I've done it before. It's horrible. Your body doesn't like that. Your mind doesn't like that. Oh, and your temper don't like that. Your mouth don't like that. Man, let me go at night without any rest or any sleep, but I'm a bear. I'm a bear. Just look at me cross-eyed one time. I'll show you. That's no way to live. Understand what faith's all about, folks. I don't control tomorrow, but I'll live with the one who does control tomorrow.
Amen.
Understand that? Give the Lord a hand. Look here, Psalms 4:8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thy Lord only maketh me dwell in safety. Man, isn't that great what the psalmist is saying? In order for me to sleep, I have to have peace. Now that's not easy. That's the world we live in today. And you know, here's the deal. And we're just as guilty as anybody else. Everybody has a TV in their bedroom anymore, don't they? And you watch, we watch all this stuff just before we go to sleep. Maybe it's the news. Maybe it's sports. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's something goofy. Maybe it's something we shouldn't watch. And then we turn it off and say, well, this is good. I didn't watch 50 people get killed by a machine gun. Everything's well with the world. But I mean, we do that, folks. We're horrible to ourselves. It's as guilty as anybody else. There has to come a time when we let our mind rest. I promise you, if you don't learn how to do that in Jesus, you're going to be miserable. You are. I don't care who you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how young you are. If you don't learn how to claim that peace and rest, it's horrible. And then when we get in that situation, Satan can have a field day with us. Everybody understand? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, brother. Psalms again. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Now, a lot of people will read that and say, well, that means Satan can't touch us. That's not what that says. When you say here, no harm, Hebrews means you can't destroy. Satan cannot touch your soul. He cannot destroy your soul once it's in the hands of God through the Son of Jesus Christ. But that don't mean he can't aggravate you. Listen, some of the worst pain that I've ever had in my lifetime. I got a little scrape around my knuckle. When I bend that, that is as sore as it can be. It's been like that for a week. I scraped it off from it because it's right there in that knuckle. Amounts to nothing. Nothing. My chest has been cut wide open to have open heart surgery. My arm's been broke. I've got scratches here. I've had kidney surgery back here. Got a port in me. None of that stuff hurts at all. And this was life-altering stuff. I don't even know I've got the scars. This little dingy here has drove me crazy for a week. Now, is there any lessons in that? It's the little dingies in the world that drive you crazy.
Amen.
It is. Because we let it. You know? Now, of course, I take an aspirin every day, so if I just bend it wrong, then it starts bleeding. Then I gotta put a band-aid on it. When I put a band-aid on it, then I can't bend it. And I walk around like this all day long. So I take the band-aid off so I can bend it again. Then it gets sore again, then it starts bleeding again. So I put a band-aid back on, so I walk around like this again. For a lousy scrape, people. And that's how Satan does. He can't hit his big tan, but boy, he can aggravate far out of it's just a little stuff. You know, this little scrape could be like your mouth. Could be like your action. Losing a night's sleep. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to hell. It doesn't mean you get your soul, but he can just sort of rob your joy. And that's what it's all about. Okay? We're not going to allow that to happen. Don't allow that to happen. I understand. Don't sweat the little things, people. And that's big advice to me as well. All right? Little things come and go. Understand what the big things are. The big things is my worship to Jesus. Coming to God's house. Living for the Lord. Doing what I can do to show others Jesus. These are the big things in life that Jesus honors. Understand that. You're under His protection. Claim that protection. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Proverbs 1:33, as we close it out. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, shall be quiet from fear of evil. Sometimes I just crave peace and quiet.
Amen.
Just give me 5 minutes or something. Just a little quietness. No TV, no screaming, no phone. Just a few minutes. And then when I really like the quiet, is when I lay down and go to sleep. Jesus is the only thing that can quiet your life down. You understand that? Because believe me, when you get up in the morning, you're going to hit the ground running. There's going to be noise galore. I had an email one time. This particular lady said, you know, just getting to work is a challenge. Then I got to deal with work. Getting home is another challenge. And then when I get home is another challenge. No wonder when I go to sleep, I can't sleep. Because I got challenges all day long. Day, night. You know, you got to fight all that traffic to get to work. Then you got to deal with work. Then you got to fight all that traffic coming home from work. Then you got home, then you got to deal with husbands or wives or children or whatever the case may be. And somewhere along there, you've even got to deal with yourself. Don't even have time for yourself because you got to deal with everything else. And that's why people don't even like themselves because they don't even know themselves. There's something else for everybody else. You got to be something for your spouse, something for your kids, something for your boss. You understand that, don't you? That's a circle that people in this world are in. Understand. When you come to learn, folks, that truly when it comes down to it, it's not all about you and I. Quiet comes when we honor God. Ask Him for a little piece of quiet. Say, Lord, I need just a moment. Don't let the phone ring. Don't let somebody pull on me. Maybe you're at work and you need to shut your door for a second. Maybe you're in your car and you need to pull off the side of the road for a second. Don't do it while you drive. I've seen some of you drive. Don't do that. But sometimes, folks, just say, Jesus, I want to honor you. Give me just a little peace and quiet for a moment. And I promise you, when you do that and you regroup, you'd be surprised what God can do in your life. We just need people to slow down just for a moment. I know we live in a crazy world. And those watching me by the internet, slow down just for a second. Understand. Let Jesus lead you. Don't try to lead him. You'll be surprised the quality of life that you have. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, how we truly honor you today, Jesus. Father, I'm so thankful for the dedicated folks who come to this church. Father, may they truly understand what it is to lean on you every day. So many things pull at all of us. But Father, we need to just pause for a moment and say, thank you, Jesus, for surrounding me, guiding me, loving me, and forgiving me. Father, bless these moments. In Jesus' name, as Michael begins to play, would you come in the name of Jesus. Thank you.